Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nabs Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Naveen Ganglani. We bring back Josh Bett, a popular guest off the show, because it's going to be a topic today that I feel he's quite knowledgeable in. I think for a fact we can say that, and also quite passionate. And more importantly, it's going to be about Kai Sato and Josh. I think it's safe to say that he's been quite invested in the development of this young, on the rise, someone who's turning out to be a very effective basketball player. And Josh has a few thoughts that he'd like to share about this, so I brought him on. So let's talk to him after this word from our sponsor, GetBlue. Attention all Ateneo supporters and fashion enthusiasts. Get ready to elevate your game day style with GetBlue's latest masterpiece, the all-new hoodies. These aren't just any ordinary hoodies. They're the best GetBlue has ever come out with. Crafted with precision and passion, each hoodie is a testament to their commitment to quality and style. And guess what? They come in three stunning colors: cream, royal blue, and navy blue. But wait, there's more. The new hoodie features textured and embroidered patches on premium peak fabric, ensuring a luxurious and comfortable feel like no other. It's the perfect blend of style and comfort, making it an absolute must-have for the remainder of UAAP Season 86. But here's the best part. You can own this game day essential for only 2,500 pesos each. That's right, premium quality at a great price. But remember, true fans always buy original. Avoid imitations and support the Ateneo varsity teams in style by purchasing from GetBlued's official stores. With GetBlued, you're not just buying a hoodie, you're investing in the pride and tradition of the blue and white. Don't miss out on the opportunity to stand out in the crowd and show your unwavering support for the Ateneo varsity teams. Get your hands on the new hoodies today and let your Blue Eagle pride soar to new heights. Visit GetBlue's official stores to secure your hoodies now. Hurry! Quantities are limited. Okay, back. Josh. So, a few days ago, Kai Sato scores his career high in what was a loss against Alvark, which did they pronounce it right?
Yep.
Can we say that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Which I believe they're the second ranked team in their division in the B League. So Kai's team, Yokohama, loses 81-75. They then lose the day after to the same team by 13 points. So these were the numbers that Kai Sato had in those two games. The first game was a career high 28 point performance to go with 6 rebounds. Next performance a night later, 11 points and 3 rebounds. He had some good minutes, 27 minutes on March 30, the day after, 25 minutes, and that was after playing 16 minutes in their last game against Nagoya, and then 20 minutes in the previous game against Nagasaki. He did play a lot more in the previous three games, but when you were looking at his numbers here, it's becoming clear that the improvement is there, the consistency is there. He's constantly hitting double-digit scoring performances, which was the case for his last go-around in the B League. Just to recap, he's averaging now 12.2 points, 5.7 boards in 19.2 minutes, a contest this season with Yokohama in the B League. His minutes are up compared to the time he played for Hiroshima last season, from 16.2 to 19.2. Points up from 7 a game to 12.2 a game. Rebounds, a little bit of the same. Assists are a little down, but overall, the impact, the confidence, I think it's just better with Yokohama this season. I think part of that also is because he seems to have teammates now that know where to get him the ball, when to get him the ball, closer to the rim where he's most effective. And that's, you know, I was reviewing some of the highlights and game tape earlier before we started this, and that's something I noticed right away too. It seems like now he is just getting the ball a lot closer to the rim where he can use that athleticism, that incredible reach with his long arms, and at the same time, just worry about putting the ball in the hoop the easiest way possible, letting his teammates draw defenders, crashing the rebounding glass as well, getting easy putback opportunities, and being available for lobs. He's had a few dunks now where he has just yammed it on people's heads and faces despite multiple defenders and multiple arms trying to deter him. And there's some situations where he can jump just so much higher than everyone else and he can catch the ball. His catch radius near the rim on top of the rim, especially with the FIBA rules of the B League, just seems so much more effective. And he's getting easy buckets. He scored 12 out of 15 shots in that career performance against Aalborg. Now, Kai's team, 21-26, not very good. 21-27 at this point now. But that was an encouraging performance against the second best team in the East District. And the recent performances show a trend that, given Kai Sauter's young age, his age right now, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 21 years old. Let me double check that real quick. Yeah, 21 years old, born in 2002. So you think about the fact that he's still 4 or 5 years away from the prime of his career when the mental development catches up with the physical development and the skills development. And what you're looking at is a potential star, I would go as far as to say, in the Asian basketball scene, and someone who Gilas Pilipinas can probably look at as, hey, this is our big man of the future. Now, am I being too much of a prisoner of the moment, Josh, given that you have watched these games, broadcasted them? What have you been seeing? Am I right in expecting that perhaps this is the upward trajectory starting point that so many have longed for the longest time? And I'm not just talking about the YouTube vloggers who try to monetize everything when it comes to Kai Sauter. And some people will say, hey, you know what, you're trying to do the same right now. No, I want to have an actual discussion about his development. Where do you think he is? And how much more can he grow?
Well, you're not the only one, because I get accused of that as well. And it's like, well, look, if he's such a great player and it's what we watch, what else is there to talk about? You nailed it in the bud with what you said. His move to Yokohama has been career changing. Number one, he's been injury, well, he's come back from injury, so he's healthy right now, so we're able to see him play more. Moving from Yokohama, sorry, from Hiroshima to go and play for Yokohama has been monumental. The move was great, but also you made another good point, is that he's playing with Yuki Kawamura, so he's playing with a point guard who they have quite a good 1-2 punch, a great combo. There's still quite a bit for Kai to develop in his game. If Kai wants to take that further step, and I'm talking about going to the NBA, he's going to have to develop the skill set, the hunger, the desire, and the know-how to defend and switch on the perimeter. We saw this at the FIBA Basketball World Cup in the very first game against the Dominican Republic. There's so much expectations, Kai Sauter. 7'3", so young. You mentioned to it, he is going to be a Filipino knight to go into the future, but he struggled to defend Cat on the perimeter, and that's why Chuck Reyes obviously couldn't keep him in the game and had to put AJ Edu. We are still seeing similar aspects of this in the B League. Now, for what he's doing around the bucket, as you said, close to the basket, he's very dominant, strong, physical, but also a very good post IQ sense when he gets the ball in the paint. As a rim protector and as a help side defender around the basket, same thing. I rate him very highly. But if Kai is to make that step and to become the first ever Filipino-born player to play in the NBA, he's got to learn how to defend on the perimeter. I have no issues with his offensive game. He has a good mid-range shot. He doesn't take enough three-pointers, but I have seen him make them, when he was playing for Hiroshima, occasionally when he's playing for Yokohama. But that's not necessarily his game, of course. All the aspects of Kai's game are very good. But as I mentioned, I'll say this again, if he learns to defend on the perimeter off a ball screen switch or a perimeter, a big man who can go play on the perimeter, possibly he could make that move, but I wouldn't say that you're overhyping it. I'd say you're there, of course, in what you are putting about him, but there's still a long way for him to develop.
I agree. I feel that even in the recent FIBA Asia qualifiers stint here in the Philippines, where Kai, I felt, had an exceptional, impressive performance, there are still moments where he would be switched out in the perimeter guarding a speedier defender. And a few times, the guards would get by him. But at the same time, that makes me think too. I mean, how many big men nowadays can really stay in front of guards? It's very few, even in the NBA. I mean, you think about some of the best big man defenders who are great at protecting the rim, but at the same time, when they get switched out in the perimeter, they have a hard time. Now, if the goal is to make it at the NBA and they're in a role player spot, a consistent role player spot, if I may add, then of course we can nitpick every single thing, right? We got to look at the perimeter defense, we got to look at the weak side rim protection, which I think he's okay at, but not exactly great at yet. We need to look at the consistency of taking and making outside shots, because having the confidence to take those shots to begin with, so that you can prove that you can actually make it, is very important. Maybe just as important as being effective with your jump shots. The good news when you're thinking long term about what's the best possibilities for him playing in the best leagues is that near the rim, as a lob threat, as a putback option, As someone with good hands to catch the ball, that's improving. That's better. And the health, I'm sure that the health is a factor in it, because when physically you're healthy, mentally you can think the game better as well. They work hand in hand together. So now the question is, at 21 years old, what else can this guy add to his game? And even if he doesn't make the NBA, let's say he has an outstanding 8, 9 year career as a pro in Asia, in Japan, maybe Korea, and maybe eventually comes back and plays basketball in the Philippines. Would that be considered a failure? I don't think so, because I think that would be more of, would that be considered a consequence of all the incredible expectations people have put on this kid since he wasn't even old enough to buy his own beer legally, you know?
Yep.
But then if he does succeed in the Asian level and he comes back and he dominates here in the Philippine level as well, would anyone say he wasted his potential? I don't think so. Especially if you add the fact that maybe he'll be one of the more important pieces of the national team moving forward, which seemed to be the case under head coach Tim Cohen in the last qualifiers, right? I want to read some stats to you though, Josh. Something I find interesting. So in these first 10 games, can you guess how many times Kaiso scored in double figures?
For Yokohama or for Hiroshima? Because Hiroshima
Yokohama.
took a little bit. Okay, so Yokohama more
This
recently.
season, yeah.
10 games. I mean,
First 10 games, how many times did he score 10 points?
When it comes to cleaning a home or office, most people just know the basics. Mopping the floor, wiping off dust and dirt is pretty standard. While all that can make a place look clean, it doesn't mean it is clean. Making a place truly clean and virus-free requires a professional help. That's where the Cleaning Coach comes in. The Cleaning Coach provides outstanding general cleaning, commercial cleaning, post-construction cleanup, upholstery cleaning, floor, carpet cleaning, aircon cleaning, and disinfection at a very reasonable price. The Cleaning Coach and his team will do all the scrubbing, dusting, polishing, disinfecting, and sanitizing, so you won't have to. Making your place look clean that you can also smell and feel. You will experience the difference. Now that's stress-free cleaning to a better normal, done professionally by the Cleaning Coach. Contact the Cleaning Coach today to learn more.
I'd say probably near to all those 10 games, he's had double digits probably. I mean, he's put very effective numbers up. He's been averaging double, not averaging double doubles throughout those 10 games, but I'm not a person to read enough stats. I'm usually a person to watch the games, but I couldn't say between 7 and 10 of those potentially.
No, the first 10 games, he scored in double figures one time.
One time.
One
Wow.
time,
Okay.
yeah. This is from a website, flashcorepph.ph. So, guys, check out their website. Seem to have good stats for the Asian leagues in the PBA. Shout out to them. He also only played at least 20 minutes twice in those first 10 games. Now,
Right.
in the 5 games before he joins the Philippine team for the Asian qualifiers, he scored in double figures 3 out of 5 times, including an 18-point game against Chiba and another 20-point game against Chiba the night later in February, right before he flew to the Philippines for the qualifiers. So he came in to these qualifiers with a whole lot of confidence, right? An insane amount of confidence, given that he had just played his best stretch for the B League. And then he plays great against Hong Kong and then Chinese Taipei. Double-double both times. The Chinese Taipei performance I thought was excellent. The game was over before it really started, and Kyle was a huge factor there. He comes back to the B League. Okay, first game, 14 points, 21, 23, 16, 17. He had 3 double-doubles in that process, 21 and 12 against the Brave Thunders, 23 and 10 against Neo Phoenix, the team of 30-year Ravenna, of course, 16 and 14 against Toyama, rather, sorry. And then he kind of slows down a little bit, 17 and 4, 13 and 6, and then 7 and 2 against Nagoya before they take on Aalborg. So now you're getting a little bit concerned, right? But last 2 games, 28 and 6, 11 and 3. So is the consistent double doubles there? No. Is the consistent 20 point a game scorer there? No. But at 21 years old, the fact that he can have a 20 and 6 game or an 18 and 7 game every 3 or 4 games, is that encouraging? I would say so. I mean, given the competition in the B League as well, right? So when you read those numbers, or you hear those numbers rather, and you try to analyze it or connect it with the way he's been playing, what you see with your eye test in the actual games, what is your analysis of how he has improved?
Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience, stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NAPSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAPSEFFECT10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey.
Going back to stats, and I'll give you the analysis, is that, listen, you could play five games in the B-League and you might be playing against, respectively, Kyoto Hanaris, and your numbers may be particularly high. But you pointed out two games, especially Chiba Jets. Now, Chiba Jets won that Continental Championship recently that was hosted in the Philippines. I can't quite remember the name of it. It's not a FIBA run tournament. But beating Chiba Jets in the game, especially when you hit the two free throws at the end, that's a game where it counts, because that's a championship DNA team. They were the B-League champions back in 2021. They'll be going for another B-League championship this year. So stats is not something I really look into and think, okay, this tells me. I mean, you have to watch him over a few games. I've said this consistently with Kai Soto. Expectations have to be realistic. And what I like what you've been saying there is that he's still only 21 years old. I mean, look, I think even in the USA, he might only be legal now to buy a beer in the USA. That's how young he is, of course. But when it comes to Kai Soto, and it's going back to Filipino basketball fans and how passionate they are about the game, naturally, and I understand this, there are going to be big expectations. There are going to be big shoes to fill. I mean, look, the Philippines were competing in the Olympics of basketball back in the very first Olympics, back in Berlin of 1935. So there's so much history, culture, tradition, and sort of obsession for that player to get to the NBA. And that player could be Kai Soto. But as I said, the expectations, they need to be realistic. People do need to be patient on them. And, you know, while I am a big advocate for freedom of speech, I tend to, when I'm covering these B-League games, to be amazed by the amount of people that I call them copy and pasters that continuously target Kai Soto for whatever reason. I remember, Naveen, I got to tell you, there's games that I won't be doing commentating Kai Soto's team, but people come into the chat and they say, what's Kai Soto's stats? He's not playing right now. Oh, well, he's not good enough. It's like, well, how do you criticize someone who's not even playing in the game? So from what I've seen from his play, there's definitely progression. And you have to remember, he is playing in one of the most progressive professional basketball leagues in international hoops. The Japanese B-League, if you take to where it was 15, 20 years ago, it was nowhere near as strong as it is now. We would have said 15, 20 years ago, CBA, maybe KBL were the top leagues in East Asia. But I'm going to tell you, the exponential growth of this league, three conferences, what is it, over probably between 30, 40 teams in total? It's a tough league to play in. And he's playing against centers that have EuroLeague, NBA, G League, top NCAA experience. So he's up against the best of the best.
Absolutely. It's so progressive and it's so great for his career that he gets to play in a league, like you said, that thinks forward, applies some of the modern philosophies of basketball, which, and this is no shot to the PBA, I just don't think he would have been able to get here had he been playing pro basketball here. There's also something different with his demeanor, it seems like. Now, again, part of that is growing with age. The difference when you're 18 and 21 years old, I mean, I don't know if everyone can remember the time of their lives where they were in college or just leaving college and entering the workforce, where it felt like the difference from 1 year to the next, as you're trying to figure what life is about, it can be huge, right? It could be instrumentally huge when it comes to developing who you turn out to be. You could be someone 1 year, you could be another person the next year. And Kai Soto, like everyone else, is a human being. So who he was mentally, I'm guessing here, who he was mentally at 19 years old, 18 years old, might not be the same person at 21, and probably not going to be the same person in 23. Definitely not. And you're seeing that growth. You're starting to see the belief grow. You know, it's so funny. I was just looking at his Instagram before we got on this call, and one of his captions for a post was, "I had a purpose before everyone had expectations." And I like that kind of confidence. Hey, you know, it's an Instagram post. Anyone can write a caption nowadays on social media, whatever. But I like that mindset. I like that belief. I like the fact that he looks at himself as, okay, I'm growing to the basketball player I can be. I'm already good now. I can still be really good. And like I said, again, even if that process of being good to great happens in the B League instead of the NBA that everyone wanted for him at one point, maybe still do to some degree. So what? It's still a great league. It's still a great way to develop. It's still a great way to become a great basketball player. And again, I will emphasize this. He is, together with AJ Edu, he is one of the big men of the future for the Philippine national team. If that Philippine national team has World Cup aspirations, I hope to God it's still going to be Tim Cone coaching the team. It should be based on his results and his resume. And I don't even have to explain further. But the fact that maybe Tim Cone can guide Kai Soto along the way, in addition to the coaching he can get in the B League, when it comes to just basketball development and seeing how a player can grow, I love the excitement that could potentially bring.
I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of excitement about the future of Gilas Pilipinas. And we did see this in the summer of 2021 when they played in the Clark City bubble. I mean, you've got SJ Belengel playing in the KBL. You know, you do have, respectfully, there are good teams and good players of an elite level that play in the PBA. With the B League, you've got more Filipino players going to the B League because of the East Asian import rule that you can have. You can either have a naturalized Japanese player or import Japanese player, or you can have a player from East Asia. We're seeing Korean players go over, players from Chinese Taipei all over. But when it comes to, as you mentioned, you made a good point. Is Kai Soto's career going to be looked at as a failure if he doesn't make the NBA? Absolutely not. Because as we already mentioned, he is playing in one of the top domestic international professional leagues. You know, in Europe, you've got like a variety of domestic leagues, and then you've got teams that play in the continental competitions of FIBA BCL, FIBA Europe Cup, you've got the EuroLeague, and those are very, very elite levels. And some would argue that they're the most elite levels in the international world. But the B League, the way it's progressing, I would say that it doesn't necessarily need to compete against teams from the CBA or teams from the KBR. It would be exciting to see that, but we know that the schedule in the B League is very different as it is in the CBA. So playing at this level, if he stays in the B League his whole career, then goes back to the PBA. First of all, he's a professional basketball player. He's made a great living. He'll probably give back in some shape or form when he does retire, whether that goes into coaching, management, whatever. But for where he is now, I would say that it's only going up and forward for Kai Soto.
What would you consider a successful end to this B League season for him?
That's a tough one because they're not in a playoff shout. The B League works as you got three conferences, East, West, and Central. You got to finish in the top two automatically to make the playoffs. And then you have what we call the two wild card. So the two teams that have the highest record outside the top two of each conference, they're probably not going to be in contention for that. They'd have to go on a miracle run and hope that other teams drop games. The only thing that they can do right now is he has got to keep on building that combo with Yuki Kawamura. You know, they Yokohama have to make it their priority to bring those two back next season, keep them for another season, and then figure out, okay, what players do we need to keep? What players do we need to bring in? So it's just finishing the season as strong as possible. Look, there shouldn't be any stress or anxiety for how the season goes. Keep on playing, keep on winning, keep on beating big teams, and plan and prepare for the next season. What's great about Kawamura, he's got Paris Olympics to look forward to, or a team to try and compete with Yuki Togashi to get in that team. Kai Soto, he potentially could be going to Paris if Gilas, you know, do very well in the Riga OQT. I unfortunately won't be in Riga. I'll be in Puerto Rico covering the OQT tournament there. But yeah, I'm very hopeful. I mean, who's to say Philippines don't go to Riga this summer and surprise everybody and end up qualifying for the Olympics. Anything is possible, of course, but finish the season strong, look to a healthy summer with your national team, and get ready next year and get into the playoffs of the B League.
Absolutely. A playoff, appearance, that kind of competition, just being in that environment, home in a way and trying to stave off elimination, just all of those experiences can only help grow you as a basketball player. That's the truth. By the way, I also do want to shout out 30 Ravenna. We mentioned him earlier. 13.1 points, 5 rebounds, 2.9 assists a game this season. Numbers slightly down from last season with Neo Phoenix, but guess what? The Neo Phoenix are winning. 38-10 so far in 48 games this season. Nearly an 80% winning percentage. They're going to be in contention, it seems, for championship aspirations. So it's great to see 30, like he did for a lot of his college career at Ateneo, play for championships in the B League. And with Kai Solo, of course, the more he gets to play internationally, going up against these bigger, better, more skilled opposition, iron forges iron, right? He needs that better competition now because I feel like the first step really is proving, okay, I can do what I can do consistently at a certain environment. And he's proving that now in the B League. So now you're at the point where you're considering, okay, what's next? Who to face next? What to work on next? Do I look to knock down more 3-point shots? Do I look to work on my perimeter defense? Should shout out an article written by Homer Sison and Spin.ph that talked about Kai's dedication to improving his body and strength and conditioning, which long term will be great for him. I guess the key word now is patience, right? Just let this player grow naturally, authentically, organically. See how far he can get in terms of improving the margins of his game while staying committed to the areas of his game that, like I said earlier, close to the rim, finishing, lobs, being a big man threat. All those aspects continue to strengthen that. So there's always that safety net of what he can bring, that safety net that will earn him those 20 minutes a game that he's been playing. And move in the margins, get better overall, see where the potential takes you because the sky is the limit. But again, it's patience right now. It's about seeing him do this over and over again, year after year, then against the better competition. There are levels to this, but the levels aren't okay. Ateneo High School, international training, B League, NBA, and that's it. No, it's not like that. The levels are more of the mundane stuff, some people might say, but I would say it's more for the important stuff. Playoffs, compete for significant results, compete internationally, earn more playing time. Those are the check marks you have to reach. And I feel like he's reaching that slowly by slowly, or at least starting to. And the more he does, the better for his career. And the better for those who have followed his journey from the beginning. Josh, thank you so much for joining me today. You want to give some final words on Kai Soto and what people can expect from your work coming up?
Well, I think we've covered Kai Soto. There's just one last message I'd like to give out to everybody in the Philippines. First of all, we have got some upcoming and rising, as we call them, Philbrits. So Tad Baldwin recently was visiting here in London. He came to, deliver a clinic to some of the local Philbrits, I call, second generation of Cavabayans who have worked, done tremendous work in the NHS. So get ready. The Filipinos from the UK, they're going to be making big noises in the next decade because we have got some promising, talented players. Remember this name, Kyle Capenzana. The kid is a baller.
How old is Kyle?
Kyle is currently, I believe, 16. He has played for the Great Britain under 16 national team.
Wow.
Recently seen him play. Yeah, he's tough. He's tough. I remember I first saw him play when he was 14, and I sent Tab a message and I said, I think we've just found the new Dwight Ramos from the UK. So I got on the phone with some people from Antoneo, and I take it you're an Antoneo fan, right?
Well, I actually went to LaSalle, but
Okay.
I do cover the UAAP and I have the utmost respect for at what Ateneo has done. They, if you think about what the Duke program means to the United States in college basketball, that's what Ateneo is, plus more with the championships they've won. So if they're gonna recruit this kid, which it seems like you might be pertaining to, I mean, does that mean trouble for the rest of the UAAP?
Who knows? Who knows? All I'm saying is right now, the UK, London especially, is a hidden gem of great Filipino basketball players. So Ateneo de La Salle, is it U University of
University of the
Philippine?
Philippines, yeah.
They play in the, what is it, the purple and or the claret and green, is it, or something like that?
No, no,
Anyway.
no. They in the UAP too. So Ateneo La Salle, UP, in some, well, it's at UP, Ateneo La Salle, in that order, the last three UAP champions.
Right. Okay. So if you guys want to find coaching stops, if you want to find hidden gems, if you want to, get your credits, your hits and your clicks and your likes, come to the UK. There is a plethora of young, hungry, talented Filipino kids who just want a chance, and they're worth it. Trust me.
This
Great
kid
kids.
Kyle,
Very.
this kid Kyle has his Filipino passport already.
Believe so. Yeah, I spoke to his father Nino, who I'm very good friends with. I think they got it 2 years ago, so he would actually be eligible as a player if he's good enough in the future to play for Gilas as a non-naturalized player. So I believe he got it 15 or 14. So he got it before the age of 16. Yep.
And he's also playing for the British national team, is what you're saying.
So he's played for the he played last summer for the under 16 GB team in European FIBA Europe U16 Division B. And I'm not quite sure what the current rule is, but I think as a junior, you can play, if you hold dual citizenship, you can play for one team. I think it's either under 18, 20 or men's level that once you pick one national team, that's your national team that you go for forever. But I mean, YouTube is name. The kid is a baller.
Absolutely. I will do my research on this kid. Hey, what can you tell us about Femi Edu, AJ Edu's brother? Because I
So we,
know Coach Tab visited him too, right?
well, when he came in the building, well, so they were having a clinic about 20 miles away or 20 minutes away from my house. So I ended up going, spending the day with Tab, having lunch with him and seeing Femi. Now, Femi doesn't have the height of his brother, AJ, but Femi for me could be a potential solid small forward slash four based on his size and athleticism. He has a very good basketball IQ. He's a very extremely hard worker. I think if he's going to be an elite level player like his brother, he's going to have to develop a consistent 3-point shot. Not that he can't shoot the ball, but for it to be less of a set shot, more of a jump shot, and it to be on a consistent basis off the dribble, catch and shoot, curl screens, he will be very good. But good, excuse me. But the kid can play. He's tough.
Do you see
Don't ask me
him?
where he's going to university, though.
Do you see him possibly playing college ball in the Philippines and maybe becoming a pro here? Femi?
I mean, I would assume so. I haven't had those conversations with his parents. I don't know what the plan is. I mean, I know recently I saw today that he's on his way to the Philippines, so it could be for, most likely assume it's for a college visit. So I think they've definitely take the passion of both parents' heritage. The father's Nigerian. They're very, very proud of their beautiful Nigerian heritage. And obviously I think the basketball heritage from their mother from the Philippines, which is also a beautiful heritage as well. I think that's what they're trying to embrace at the moment.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about this Phil UK ballers you're talking about. I mean, we've heard a lot about Philam ballers, even Phil Canadian ballers, Phil Italian ballers the last few years. So the Phil Brit ballers, the revolution is coming, huh? Okay. I like the sound of
They're
that.
coming. I want to give one last shout out. The next future top coach for the Philippines, and I'm not talking about Gilas, I'm talking about just a guy that could be making waves, is one of my best friends, Clive Castillo. He is in charge of running and coaching the program that we have here for the young Philbrit ballers. They're actually recently playing in the Mall of Asia, I think either last week or the week
The
before. But
NBTC,
Ka
yeah.
believe so, yeah. Clive is an upcoming coach. He's a great role model. He's an intelligent person. He has the social and emotional intelligence of how he portrays himself on social media, how he coaches young kids. So he is another one we could be seeing future in the UAP or the PBA for that matter.
Sounds exciting. We'll hear more about it. Thank you so much, Josh. Best of luck with your work. You are doing exquisite work. And you are, no matter what people might say, no matter what they call you, you have been a blessing to Philippine basketball. I appreciate you for that. Thank you for your time as well.
Thank you too. And you as well, Naveen. Same respect, and I pay the same homage to you as well, my brother.
Appreciate it, bro.